A lady who didn't have any children once came in to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zecherena Livracha to ask him for a bracha. And she came in, and it's Yadua that Rav Shlomo Zalman was mamisha of Harachamon. He was a merciful father. He would sit, people say, he would just listen in and cry with the person. This lady came in, and the way she was asking for a bracha, it struck Rav Shlomo Zalman. It was ke'ilu, she had tarumis. She had tainis against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She was saying, how is it that Hashem didn't give me children? How could he do that? How could he do such a thing? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said to the lady, I can't really give you a bracha because you have a misunderstanding over here. He said, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you're alive, you're breathing, you're well. He said, that alone, that Hashem gave you health, is more than he owes you. Hashem doesn't owe you anything. And the fact that you're alive, he already gave you more than he owes you. He doesn't owe you children. He doesn't owe you anything. The lady was dumbfounded. The Rav Shlomo Zalman should speak like that. He's the Av HaRachamon. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I can give you a bracha. She was sitting there. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Hashem doesn't owe you anything. My brachas, what are my brachas? But I'll tell you something what you could do to be zeichet to have children. He says, you know what that is? He says, we know that Hashem, the way Hashem does everything is midah keneged midah. B'derech she'odem moided bo, Hashem moided in boy. B'midah she'odem moided bo, Hashem moided in boy. Exactly the way a person deals with other people, Hashem acts to them. He says, if you go ahead and you start doing steady chesed to somebody that you owe nothing to, someone that you owe nothing to, you start doing chesed to them, that will be ma'orer that Hashem will do back to you, midah keneged midah, and give you children even though he owes you nothing. A nephew of Reb Shlomo Zalman, one of the Lazersons, said over that he knows that this lady went right afterwards, immediately, and she went to become a volunteer in one of the hospitals, I think it was Hadassah Hospital, to start going to Mimavaka Chaylim there, to visit the sick people on a steady basis. And she had a child in less than a year after that story. Rav Elimelech Biederman Shlita said over this story, and he says that he knows of many first-hand stories of people that needed a Yeshua. And they heard this story of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and they took on themselves to start doing a steady chesed to someone, or to people that they owe nothing to. And he says they were zeicha mamish, so many stories that he knows, that they were zeicha bekariv to a Yeshua. We should all grab onto this, and like I've said over numerous times, the most famous var from the Baal Shem Tov, that Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. A shadow means however you move, the shadow follows you. However a person acts, Hashem follows them exactly, and he gives them back exactly that. To such a strong degree, there's a famous Ramchal, that the Ramchal says it's almost like a person controls his own destiny. What does that mean? He says, because whatever you're doing, Hashem is going to do that back to you. Exactly. Exactly. Measure for measure. Exactly. Back to you. So we should all grab on to Reb Shlomo Zalman's Eitzah. Who doesn't need a Yeshua? That the Eitzah to get a Yeshua is that we should do chesed to someone, to people that we owe nothing to. And in that chos, Hashem will give us chesed, even though he owes us nothing.